Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Instead of going through the top six at six, as usual, let's stay on the weather and traffic story. And we've got reporters on the north side and the south side for you this morning. First, Glenn Marshall is reporting on what's happening. Are you in Lakeview still, Glenn?
Yeah, I'm still here in Lakeview. We decided to stay in this area just to see how well the streets will get done and how long it'll take. So we've been out here since about maybe 3:30 this morning, and it's been some improvement to the streets. The main streets, they're drivable, but you definitely want to be precautious on here because you want to take precautions. It's not completely clear. That's the crazy thing about this snow and what's happening is you have a lot of drifting snow because of the winds and things like that that are pushing this snow back out here. We just had IDOT on our show discussing this, and they were saying how they can plow a highway, and 20 minutes later, it looks like it was untouched because of the drifting snow and the winds. And another situation that I didn't even think about this, but IDOT talked about was even on the highway, the main ways, the sideways, they're putting salt down, but the salt is not really having an impact because we're dealing with really, really cold temperatures on top of the snow coming down. So it doesn't matter what they're doing. You're still going to have to deal with this thick, fluffy snow, and it's causing slowdowns everywhere. I mean, side streets have been untouched by the city of Chicago. I'm looking at one side street here on Newport, and I haven't seen a plow come through here at all because they're focused on the main streets. So just think about trying to get out to your vehicle, dig out your car, and then have to go over a foot and a half or even more of snow. Like, if you don't have all-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, this is not the time to hop in a car and try to go anywhere because you're just dealing with troublesome roadways everywhere. And once these side streets do get plowed, you got to think about where all that snow is going. For a lot of people, they park on the street. Your car, you're going to be digging out your car for at least an hour this morning. So definitely take your time. But again, if you don't have to get out here, don't even bother with getting on the roads. We just saw a vehicle going by. I can say maybe this is about 30 miles per hour on this street. People are going really slow, maybe 5 miles per hour, just because they don't want to get into an accident or have any issues. It's just a tough time right now.
Yeah, no matter where you're driving, you're not going to be going more than 30 or 40 miles an hour on any road or expressway. And I would make that a week. That's how long it's going to take you to dig out, Glenn. I believe that's more accurate. All right, we'll check back with you. Thank you. And as required by law on TV and radio, I need to tell any reporter, be safe out there. Stay warm.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right.
I'm sitting in a truck right now, and the heat is on, so I'm warming up before I go back out.
Talk to you soon. And now we go to the south side. Eric Rung is reporting on a few things, including, you know, and this is something, people finally get an appointment for a vaccine today, and they're not going to be able to get it in most places, correct?
Yeah, that's right. The city of Chicago shut down all of its vaccination and actually its COVID-19 testing sites today due to the weather. They should have gotten a phone call by now. If you have not, you need to get in touch with the city and the vaccination lines to make sure that that does get rescheduled. They are rescheduling them within 48 hours. Cook County has shut down pretty much everything except for four mass vaccination sites at Stroger, Core, and Providence. Three that are open for people that are going to keep all those appointments. Also, if you have an appointment at a Walgreens or a Jewel, they're going to keep those appointments as well. Now, you can reschedule. However, the logistics of trying to get another appointment could be just as difficult as getting that first appointment. So you may, if there's any possible way that you can get in, make that appointment, you really should probably keep it, because it's going to be tough to get rescheduled. That's for sure, unless you're at one of the mass vaccination sites run by the city or the county. The other big problem is, not only are we having bad weather here, they're having bad weather pretty much across the country at the moment. So shipments of the vaccine have stalled as well. Chicago isn't expected to get any vaccine in today. So that's another issue that that they're facing. Dr. Arwadi had said, however, though, that the vaccine that we do have, we're going to make sure, or the city's going to make sure that none of it goes to waste. None of it is not used before it is expired. So, it's a tough day out there, especially if you did have that appointment. A little good news here, the county saying that it's going to open up 5,000 more COVID-19 vaccination appointments today at noon. You just need to get on the Cook County website for vaccines to register and try and get a spot. It's so tough. It's so hard to get these appointments because, it's just not enough vaccines.
Check with your drugstore today, because a lot of people won't be able to make their appointment. And at the end of the day, they've got to use it or lose it in some cases. So maybe you'll get lucky. All right, Eric Rung on the South Side for us. Stay in touch, Eric.
I will. I'll stay safe and warm, too.
Attaboy.